Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, bless the name of the Lord. Father, we just thank you, and we honor you this day. Because, Father, you are God, and beside you, Father, there is no other. Father, we want to bless you, Father, because, Father, you are the author and you are the finisher of our faith. Father, we just give your name praise and thanks for everything that you're doing in our life. Father, we thank you, Lord, that you and you alone are going to perfect those things that concerns us. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we declare prophetic affirmations that shall begin to flow in the lives of your people. Father, we confess and we began to make a prophetic declaration even now on this call, Lord, that all things are working together and they're working together for our good. Father, we proclaim and profess even now in the name of Jesus that no weapon that is formed against us, it shall not prosper. Father, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus that wisdom and strength shall be our portion. Father, we decree and declare greatness in the lives of your people. Father, we declare and we began to affirm in the name of Jesus that you are turning things around because favor is already knocking at our door. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we declare that situations are coming into right divine order. Father, we declare that our hands are blessed, that whatever we touch, it shall prosper. Father, we declare and affirm that we are the head and not the tail. Father, we declare that your will be done, not just in our lives, but even in the lives of our children. We declare supernatural doors that shall open up big on our behalf. We declare that we can do all things through you, Christ Jesus, the one and the only one that brings forth strength and enables us. We declare that the impossible is becoming possible for us in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you right now as we stand in this perfect place, this place and this space of strength and power. We declare in the name of Jesus that you are righting the wrong concerning us, Father. Therefore, we do not have to fight the battle because the battle has already been won. We began to give your name the praise and the thanks and the honor in the name of Jesus. Prophetess Naomi, open up the lines. We began to pray in the Holy Ghost in the name of
Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you for the opportunity to be here
on tonight to give you praise and glory, Lord God. We thank you for the blood of Jesus that continues to cover us, Lord God, each and every day. We thank you for the increase that's taking place all over our lives, the miracles that are being bestowed upon us each and every day, Lord. We thank you for your love and for your grace and for your mercy, Lord God. We thank you for having victory in all things, Lord God. We thank you for always being with us, Lord God, and we thank you for the grace that is extended even beyond us to our family, our friends, our communities, those who are connected to us, Lord God. We thank you for the word over our lives. May it come into great manifestation each and every day, Lord God. May we go deeper in your will, Lord God. As you order our steps, may we remember to give you all praise, all glory, and all honor all the days of our lives. We lift up our leaders on tonight. Give them a double portion in this season, Lord God. And may that anointing flow onto your people in your mighty, precious name. Amen and amen.
Hallelujah. I will exalt you, Lord, for you have lifted us up out of the depths, and you did not allow our enemies to gloat over us. Lord God, we call upon you and you heal us. You brought us up out of the realm of the dead and you spared us from going down into the pit. And we sing praises unto you, Lord God. We sing praises as we are your called out ones. We are your priesthood, your holy nation. We thank you, Lord God, for weeping endures but a night, but your joy comes in the morning. And we thank you for our daybreak. We thank you for our breakthrough. We thank you for the opening of doors. We thank you for opening up the windows of heaven and pouring out blessings that we have not room to receive. We thank you, Lord God, for our strength being renewed as the eagles. We thank you, Lord God, for healing, even on this line right now, flowing. Your healing virtue is flowing even now, touching everyone that needs to be touched, mind, body, soul, and spirit. We thank you, Lord God, for restoration and repair, healing financial situations, restoring everything that the enemy has violently taken away, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for debt cancellation. We thank you, Lord God, for reversing, Lord God, bankruptcies. We thank you, Lord God, for restoring credit. We thank you, Lord God, for housing situations being remedied, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And we give you the glory for our leadership. We thank you, Lord God, as we lift them up and we strengthen their hands, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we undergird them, Lord God, and we cover them with the wall of protection, wall of fire be about them, impenetrable wall of fire be about them, and all that concerns them, in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord God, for deliverance. Amen and amen.
Amen. And Father, we come before you on this beautiful day, once again rejoicing and praising you, giving reverence and honor unto you, thanking you for the very turnaround for our prophetess Cynthia Dawson. Thank you for the good praise report, Lord, for we never doubted in our hearts or our minds or our souls that you wouldn't do it, that you couldn't do it, for you supply all of our needs and you give us the desires of our hearts. So, Lord, as we continue to make our requests known unto you, I thank you in advance for answering the very request that comes up from our lips to your ears, Lord. Thank you for hearing our cries. Thank you for answering our prayers. Thank you for the spiritual shift that is taking place, the prophetic shift that is taking place in the area of finances, in the area of marriages, in the area of spirituality. Thank you for the very ones who are turning their lives back unto you. Thank you for wiping the tears away from those whose eyes just continue to cry out, for they don't know what to do, or they don't know where to go, or they don't know what to say, as long as they just come to you and receive the salvation that comes from the Lord. Lord, I thank you so much for your love and your grace and mercy that endures forevermore. And I thank you as well for our leaders, Archbishop Master Prophet E. Bernard Jordan and his beautiful, lovely, wonderful wife, Prophetess Pastor Deborah Jordan. And Lord, continue to watch and strengthen our loved ones and prophets and prophetesses who may not have been able to be on the call, continue to watch over their life and have a hedge of protection around their families as well. Just thank you for everything, especially restoration, rejuvenation, healing, and revealing that which has been concealed and is now coming forth. In Jesus' precious name we pray, amen and amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God, that truly you are the King of Kings, Lord of Lords, and Almighty God, O God. And thank you, God, because we make a joyful noise unto you, O God, and we come before your presence with singing, O God. And God, we want to give you all honor and praise and thanksgiving, O God. Thank you, God, for leading us through the journey of our lives, O God. Of life. And God, we want to thank you, God, for restoration, God. We want to thank you, God, for increase. We want to thank you, God, for the right connections, oh God. We want to thank you, God, for your healing power, God. And we want to thank you, God, for teaching us how to trust in your infinite love, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, God, that your hedge of protection over all your people, their children, their family, and their loved ones, oh God. And God, we want to thank you, God, for your grace and your mercy upon your people, God, all your people who are sick, God. And God, we want to thank you, God, for your healing power. And we want to thank you, God, for the skills that you put upon the doctors, oh God, and nurses, oh God. And God, we want to thank you, God, for creating in us a clean heart and renewing the right spirit within us, oh God. Oh God, we want to thank you, God, for the overflow of blessings, oh God, that comes in our lives, oh God. And God, we want to thank you, God, for strengthening us, our health, and healing us, oh God, for you are our refuge, oh God. And God, we want to thank you, God, for making us prosperous, God. And God, we want to thank you, God, for making us above only, oh God. And God, we want to thank you, God, that whomever form against us shall not prosper. And every tongue that rise against us in judgment is already condemned. Thank you, Almighty One, and your precious, mighty, and powerful name we pray. Amen and amen.
Father God, we praise you. We lift you up. We thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to gather with the saints, Father God, and lay before you, Lord, and to praise you, God, and to lift you up. Father God, we thank you for even our leaders, Lord, that you put in the midst, Lord, and we ask you to increase them in strength, increase them in energy, Lord. Just give them the will to continue on, Father God. Father God, we bless and we thank you, Lord, for each and every minister, each and every prophet that's on this call right now. Father God, we ask that you multiply their life. We ask you multiply their resources. We actually just multiply their families and their portions, Lord. Father God, we also lift up every single individual that's on this call that lay before you, Lord, that seek you, Lord, in spirit and truth, Father God. We ask that you continue to strengthen them, Father God, and you grant them the desires of their heart, Lord. Father God, we ask you to just let your presence just dwell amongst their homes, Father God. Father God, we ask you to keep a hedge of protection around them, their loved ones. Father God, we ask you to allow the anointing to just dwell in their life, Lord. Father God, we just lift you up. We thank you even for what you're doing in the space of our children's life, Father God. Father God, we just thank you, Lord, for your precious strength, your precious will, Lord. We lift you up and we praise you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we want to thank and praise your holy and righteous name, Lord God. We know that you are our Lord and our shepherd, and we shall not want in this season, oh Father God. Lord God, we come to you, dear God, asking for circumcisions of our hearts, oh dear God, that we will be right back to you, oh dear God, in right relationship with you, oh dear God, that we will forever give your name the glory, the honor, and the praise. We thank you for the favor and the mercy that you bestow upon us each and every second of the day, oh dear God. Lord God, we want to thank you for your healing virtue, oh Father God. We want to thank you for the fresh anointing that you give us each and every moment, oh Father God. We want to thank and praise your holy and righteous name for all your prophets that assemble here on tonight, Father God. Anoint us afresh, oh dear God. Keep our minds in creativity, oh Father God. Keep pouring into us, oh dear God, so that we will remain ever for grateful for your will and for your glory in our lives, oh dear God. Let our light so shine so men may come and say, what must I do to be saved, oh dear God, so that we will be the little gods on the earth that you have called us to be, oh Father God. Lord God, we ask that you continue to shine through us and allow us to be your instrument like never before, oh dear God. Let us come join together as a community, oh Father God, so that we continue to spread your love, oh dear God. Implant in us agape love, oh dear God, that we can love each other unconditionally, oh Father God. Bless our babies, oh dear God. Bless our men so that they can be the strong kings that you have called them to be, oh Father God. Bless our queens, oh Father God, so that they can do your will as well, oh Father God. And Lord God, we ask a special blessing for our Archbishop E. Bernard Jordan, oh dear God, and Lady Pastor Deborah Jordan, oh dear God, that you will continue to strengthen them, oh dear God, to hold their arms up when they can't hold their arms up. Allow us to be, to undergird them in this season, oh Father God, that they will keep their vision so that they can continue to globalize the prophetic, oh dear God. And these blessings we ask in your Son Jesus' name and for thy sake. Amen and amen.
Amen. And Father God, we thank you even now for this time. We thank you, Father God, for this midnight cry. We thank you, Father God, for touching all of our leaders, Father God, even in the body of Christ. We thank you for touching our bishops. Thank you for touching our pastors. We thank you for touching our ministers. We thank you for touching each and every mother, Father God, even in the church here, all of your deacons. We want to lift up even now, Father God, the company of prophets, Father God. I want to thank you even now for showing your healing, Father God, even to your daughter, Prophetess Cynthia. I want to thank you, Father God, for healing even those that are sick and shut in, Father God. I want to thank you for every prayer request and supplication that is made before thee, Father God. I want to thank you, Father God, for the wealth of the wicked, which is laid up for the righteous, Father God. I want to thank you, Father God, for doing a new thing, Father God, inside of all of us and creating inside of us a clean heart. Right now, Father God, I want to lift up the body of Christ, Father God, and I want to thank you for divine clarity and direction, Father God, and make it the crooked path straight. In the mighty and precious name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen and amen.
Lord, we be to God, even so, Father, we give you thanks that we can come, Lord, with a spirit of rejoicing in you, Lord Jesus, giving you thanks and praise, Father, and honor and adoration, Father, for you said everything, Lord, give you thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning us. We thank you, Father, for the hope that is built on nothing less but Jesus Christ and his righteousness. We thank you, Father, that you are building your church, and you are building your church and strong, my God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the blood that flows, my God, and Lord, even through veins and cells, my God, and bodies and covering homes tonight, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for being our eternal refuge, Father, even in traveling, my God, whether by land, by air, by sea. Father, your angels are ready on assignment in the east. Your angels are ready assignment in the west. Your angels are ready assignment in the north. Angels are ready assignment in the west, my God. We thank you, Father, for your angels, my God, encamping round about homes, round about nations, Father, even around those, my God, at sea, my God, your protection by day and by night, Father, you being a cloud of fire by night and a pillar of cloud by day. We thank you, Lord, that the sun shall not smite us by day nor the moon by night. We thank you for your protection, Father, of healing, which is the children's bread, that you're flowing even in hospitals, that you're touching lives, my God, your angels ministering, Father, Lord, even though the victory in the lives of your people, my God, going forth in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your anointing that is released upon the leaders, my God, of the house, even Archbishop E. Bernard Jordan, Ambassador and Prophet, as Deborah Jordan, Father. Direction, my God, and Lord, edification, my and comfort, my God. You're comforting the lives of your people in the name of Jesus. Even families, my God, you're restoring, my God, in the name of Jesus. We, Lord, we lift up even those in authority before you, Father. You said, must pray for those in authority, and we decree that your righteousness will stand, my God, in the order of Jehovah Sitkanu. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father, Lord, for right decisions, my God, that we've been made, Father, that will benefit the lives of your people, my God. We thank you for your peace that you're establishing within hearts and minds, because by your word declare you'll keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed upon you. And we thank you for the victory that is in the name of Jesus in every situation, in any legal matter, Father. We just bring them before you, and we decree victory, my God, because you are the greater than Solomon. We give you the praise, honor, and glory for your wisdom you imparted, Father, revelation, knowledge, and your counsel. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen. And thank you, Father, for this day. We thank you for every heart and life here on the line, even now, Father God. Father God, thank you for your people. Father, thank you for ordering our steps even now, Father God, in your will, Father God. Thank you for our loved ones, our elders, and our children even now, Father God. Father God, even as we're rapidly approaching a new school year, Father God, renew them and refresh them, Father God, and fill them up even now, Father God. Fill us up even now, Father God. Father God, allow your traveling mercies to follow us as we come and as we go, doing your will, Father God. Father God, we thank you for touching our minds, our hearts, and our spirits, Father God. Allow right relationships to be drawn to us even now, Father God. Father God, allow your will to be done in our lives, not our will, but your will, Father God. Father God, I thank you for divine peace even now, Father God, and restoration, Father God. Blow a fresh wind of peace into our households even now, Father God. I give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. I love you, Father, and thank you. Amen and amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you for your loving kindness, your tender mercy to us, God. And thank you for this prayer line on this morning and how we're starting our day with prayer. We give you glory, honor, and praise for what you're doing in our lives, God. I thank you for granting us peace, wisdom, love, joy, prosperity, God, for redeeming us, God, for giving us your Holy Ghost, your Spirit. Thank you, Father, for your mercy, which endures forever. And I thank you, God, that I'm able to come even on this line to pray with these prophets. Thank you, Father God, for the honor. Thank you, God. And I ask you to bless the Master Prophet and Prophetess Deborah, God. Bless them continuously with wisdom and prosperity. And I ask you also to look upon each and every prophet on the line and bless them. Bless their families, bless their homes, God. And I also ask you to look upon the people who are listening in, God. Grant their needs, the desires of their hearts. Grant them healing, prosperity, joy, and love in the Holy Ghost. And grant them wisdom and just protect them, God. And thank you for the opportunity to pray, God. And for the prophets who are not on the line tonight, God, bless them in a mighty way. Bless their homes, bless their families. Keep them in perfect peace, God. We give you glory, honor, and praise. And I thank you for my healing. In Jesus' name, amen.
Prophet Yolanda.
Father God, I thank you. Thank you for tonight. I thank you for your mercy. I thank you for your goodness. I thank you for prophetess. Cynthia Dawson, I thank you for the healing that's following her body, touching her. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you so much. I thank you for my two wonderful parents. I thank you for healing the body, for strengthening minds. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy. I thank you, Lord, for my family. I thank you, Lord. Thank you for that cancellation. I thank you, Lord, for that. And I thank you, Lord, for Archbishop and Pastor Jordan. Keep strengthening them, Lord. Put a haze of protection over them. Thank you for my family, for salvation. Thank you, Lord, for the blood of Jesus. If it wasn't for the blood of Jesus, we will not have peace with God. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Give you the praise, the honor, and glory, for you are worthy to be praised. Praise, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. And I thank you, God, for all the miracles and the things that you continue to do in my life, of showing your faithfulness of all the things that can happen, God. I thank you, God, for favoring my children. I thank you, God, for the increase in the protection that you continue to place around our families and our homes, God. Father God, I come to you on this live midnight prayer conference call, God, to ask to hear our cries, God. Hear our prayers, God. Father God, be to answer our prayers, God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I ask that you even open up our ears, God, that we are able to hear and to receive what needs to be heard, God, and open up our eyes to see, God. Father God, let this be the best Friday ever, God. Let it be a Friday of where it's giving us favor and financial blessings and increase, God, and new right connection, God. Father God, I even lift up our prophetess Deaconess Cynthia Dawson, who's recovering, God. And we thank you, God, for her healing and the miracles that you're doing in her life, God. We thank you, God. We thank you, God, for your presence and your joy that you have placed in our lives and the strength that you give us because of your joy, God. We thank you, God, for the peace and the peace that surpasses in all and comfort us during our many times of trials and tribulation, God. Father God, we ask that all things work out according to your way and according to your will, God. We thank you, God, that you have made us a conqueror and overcome over all things, God. And Father God, you get all the praise and all the glory for now and forevermore. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Morning by morning, new mercies, Father, we see. And Father, these mercies that you have bestowed upon us, Father, we just want to say thank you, Father. Father, we want to thank you, Lord, because, God, we know that you are the God that is more than enough. And, Father, we thank you, Lord, that even as we move and navigate in this day, Father, Father, we thank you, Lord, for favor. Yesha, we thank you for divine favor, Father, favor in our health, favor concerning business matters, favor concerning relationships, Father. Father, we thank you, Lord, that you are baptizing us with your favor afresh. And, Father, we thank you right now, Lord, that you will raise us up to be givers. Father, you will raise us up to be philanthropists. You will raise us up, Father, that we will give to many and will not borrow. Father, we thank you right now, Lord, that you're raising up a people that will provoke the Jews to jealousy. Father, we thank you right now for all your blessings. We thank you, Lord, for your word that have already went out before us, Father. We embrace everything that you have given unto us, Father. We say, yes, Lord, have your way. Let thy will be done in and through our lives. Now, Father, we pray for those that are on this call, Father. Give them and grant them, Lord. Let them know, Lord, that you and you alone are the good shepherd, and you alone are going to be the one that shall lead them and guide them, Father. Father, we thank you right now, Lord, for families, for marriages, for relationships, for business partners, for business. But Father, we thank you for everything, Lord, for what you're doing in and through the lives of your people right now, Lord. Father, we thank you, Lord, that even as we navigate through this day, Father, we thank you, Lord, for protection, and we thank you, Lord, for safety. We thank you, Lord, because, Father, you're going to lead us and you're going to guide us. And, Father, we thank you, Lord, that we will be mighty witnesses for your glory, Father. We thank you, Lord, that you fill our mouth, Father, with right words to say, not just only to our family members, but right words to say to our brother and sister, right words to say to our to those that don't know you, Father. Father, we thank you right now, Lord, that we as we leave out on this day, Lord, going to our different areas of work and situations, Father, we thank you, Lord, that you will go before us, and we thank you, Lord, for the protection that you shall give and bring about in our life. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, amen. We'll prophesy them on decrease so that you can increase, so that you can give forth the announcements as to what is happening and what is taking place. Family, I love you to life, and thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for saying yes and being a yes, standing on the wall, declaring and proclaiming the word of the Lord in prayer. Thank you, family. I love you to life. Prophetess Naomi.
Amen, amen. I want to thank you, our leading lady, for all the things that you continue to do in our life. I just want to give a few announcements. Praying prophets and prophets that would like to pray, and anyone from that would like to volunteer on the midnight prayer call, please touch base with me. Prophet Yolanda, you got to mute yourself out. You have feedback coming on your line. Please mute yourself out, Prophet.
I'm sorry. Can you repeat? Yeah.
Do you have to mute yourself?
Yeah, I can mute.
Okay, good.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So, people of God, just wanted to let anyone that is interested in helping to lead and moderate the board for prayer, please contact me. Let me know if you're interested so we can train, get you trained in doing it on some of the nights. It can be one night a week, two nights a week, whatever way, or if you want to do it one night a month, let me know. Contact me. You can contact me by contacting me by emailing me, naomicook@zoeministries.com. That's naomicook@zoeministries.com, N-A-O-M-I, COOK at zoeministries.com, okay? NAOMI, like in the Bible, cook, like your cook, COOK at zoeministries.com. Want to let you know, come back on this live conference call at 9 a.m. Join us exactly at 9 a.m. for this beautiful live conference call with our Master Prophet, our Archbishop. Is there any other announcements from any other company of prophets?
Yes, good morning, everyone. This is Prophetess Jessica Jordan, and I just want to let everyone know that tomorrow at noon, we will have our checkup from the neck up with Prophetess Cheryl Clark, and the topic of the show will be 7 Steps for Effective Decision-Making, and that's tomorrow at noon on this very line here. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, we are going to end the call, and I'm going to say good night, and God bless. And we'll see you back here at 11:55.
Oh, Prophetess Naomi.
Yes.
Prophetess Bethany here. Check your email, people of God. Check your email. The Law of Abundance season we are in the midst of. The miracles are happening. Thank you, Prophetess Naomi.
Amen. Thank you. Amen. All right. Good night, everyone. God bless.
Good night. God bless.
God bless.
Peace and bless.